India's Prime Minister investigates religious persecution. A radio tea party delivers hope to women and girls in India. And seeds planted in Haiti raise a new outreach to fruition. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Hundreds of Christians joined in a peaceful protest in Jaipur, Rajasthan this week. They condemned the arrest of Dr. Samuel Thomas, president of Hope Givers International, and for revoking the licenses of their educational and charitable institutions. Hope Givers Michael Glenn says a letter-writing campaign has drawn the attention of the U.S. Congress and India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh.
The Prime Minister in India is definitely looking at this. He sent a four-man commission and did report that there are serious concerns, that they have to do something about this situation, and if they don't take care of it there, this could explode and just go like a wildfire throughout the entire country.
Hope Givers founder M.A. Thomas is still in hiding. Glenn says while prayer is vital, they also need financial support.
Attorneys are attorneys. You have to pay for them no matter where you're at. That is a significant part of this. We want to be smart and good stewards of God's money, and to use every means possible to take care of our men over there.
Next, NATO nations are pressing Afghanistan to observe the religious rites of an Afghan man facing possible death for converting to Christianity. 41-year-old Abdul Rahman has been jailed for 2 weeks for converting from Islam to Christianity. Rahman says that he came to Christ 15 years ago while helping refugees in Pakistan. This is a true test of President Ahmed Karzai and religious freedom in Afghanistan. You're listening to Mission Network News. 15 months ago, the Indian Ocean tsunami ravaged the remote Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Hundreds of people from isolated tribes were airlifted from the islands in order to survive. The Bridge International focused their support to help a pioneer Indian missionary who's been serving there for 18 years. It was Christians serving with this pioneer missionary who aided the victims. Pray that the love and presence of God these victims experienced will cause them to seek Him now that they're back home. Meanwhile, a women's radio ministry is being likened to a tea party on the air. Transworld Radio's Ann White says Project Hannah offers a 30-minute program called Women of Hope. The response has been encouraging, so much so that they've expanded to reach more women.
They've launched the Women of Hope program in the language of Tamil, and then are launching it in the language of Oriya, and are now producing it in Indian English and Punjabi, so that they can reach a great number of the women speaking different languages on the subcontinent of India.
White says theirs is a gentle approach to exposing these women to the hope of Christ in a hard world.
The basis of the program is to extend God's compassion first, but in the voice of compassionate women. It's not presented as a preaching or a teaching program. It's two or three women that are talking about the issue so that they can hear their friends talking.
And Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. Given the poverty and violence, many respond well to the hope of Christ. Men for Missions' Warren Hardig says because of the growth, teams have their sights set on new horizons.
We're beginning to build a seminary near Cape Patian. Men for Missions in Canada is leading that initiative. They've raised about $300,000 for the new seminary. It's about $1 million project, and we're going to need lots of people to go and to build on the seminary.
Hardig explains that with so many people responding to the gospel via their sister ministry, Radio 4VEH, there comes another need.
We need to raise the money for the seminary so we have more trained pastors to preserve the fruit, and just the concern for increased staff. So I have a concern for the staff that we have, that we all have the same vision and passion and go the same direction.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The all-new Mission Network News daily email updates are now available absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage, helping you be doers of the word and not hearers only. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder. We'll be right back.